the station that is supposed to do it is not the people who captains that in the pilots and ships and everybody, they aware about it and they will let you know, and you will find this is clear mark. The last hadith in this chapter is hadith which we're going to leave it because is weak. The next chapter which have only one hadith, if you don't mind we can take it, and after this we stop here inshallah. باب وجوه الإحرام وصفته. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت خرجنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عام حجة الوداع، فمنا من أهل بعمرة، ومنا من أهل بحج وعمرة، ومنا من أهل بحج، وأهل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالحج. فأما من أهل بعمرة فحل عند قدومه، وأما من أهل بحج أو جمع بين الحج والعمرة فلم يحل حتى كان يوم النحر. متفق عليه أن الحديث is authentic. Okay. This hadith which is reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, he said that we went out with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the year of Hajjat al-Wada'. The year where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made his Hajj. Some of us, they made intention for Umrah. Some of us, they made intention Hajj and Umrah. Some of us, they made intention for Hajj only. As for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his intention was for the Hajj. For those people who made intention for Umrah, after they arrived and they performed their Umrah, they became in hell. That means they change their clothes and they have the normal procedure for life. We explain this. As for those who made intention for Hajj or Hajj and Umrah, they did not change their clothes, they did not go to the state of Ihlal until the day of Nahr, the day after Arafah. Okay. Now, we have three things here. We have Hajj, which is Ifrad, that only make Hajj only. Okay? And we have Tamattu, you may call it like enjoyment. And this to make Umrah and Hajj together during the time of Hajj. But you will make the Umrah and after this you finish it, wear your regular clothes, and when the time for Hajj, you will make another attention for Hajj. This is called Tamattu. Why it's called Tamattu, I understand, because after you finish your Umrah, you don't have to stay with the same rules and regulation and restriction of Hajj and Umrah. Okay? And there is Quran, okay, that make Hajj and Umrah together the same time, but you did not, you will keep the same restriction until you finish the whole thing. Little bit explanation, I know. If I attempt to make Umrah, this is easy. You make intention for Umrah, and you have the Ihram, you have the Talbiyah, you have the intention, you have the station, you go, you make Tawaf, you make Sa'i between Safa and Marwa, and after this you shave your head or you shorten your hair, now your Umrah is over. Now you can take these towels that you wear, take them off, okay, and you can wear your regular clothes. Okay, this is the Umrah. Now when the time for Hajj comes, it comes after a month, after a week, after a day, it depends when did you arrive there. Okay, Now you will initiate a new intention for Hajj, and you bought the towel, the closet for Hajj, okay? And you will go to Arafah and you do this rituals, okay? Now, if a person go with Hajj only, or Hajj and Umrah together, Quran, that you did not, from the day you go until the day of Eid, you have to stay with the same restriction of Hajj. Some people, you go during this month, okay, in the beginning of this month. Some people, you go the next month, because you have like Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, and 10 from Dhul-Hijjah, okay? So you have approximately about 10 weeks. All this calls the time for Hajj. So let's imagine that somebody went in the end of Shawwal with Quran or with Hajj, that after he makes the tawaf and the sa'i, he will stay with the same restriction. He could not cut his hair, could not cut your fingernails, you could not change this clothes to a regular clothes, okay? And you will stay like this for almost 6 weeks, okay? So the best is that a person make tamattu. What this mean? That you will go with intention of Umrah. And when you go, you do the Umrah. After you finish the Umrah, now you will cut your hair and change your clothes, and you live a regular life until the time for Hajj come. And when the time of Hajj, you will initiate the intention again for Hajj. This is only a little idea about the difference between the things, but basically all what I want you to understand from this new chapter, that there are three things that you can do. You have the choice between anyone. You can make Umrah, you can and initiate Hajj later on, you can make Umrah and Hajj together, or that you can make Hajj only. Remember these three things. We will go more in details about it later on, inshallah. Okay? And again, I'm sorry for the delay for tonight. It was because the Aqiqah, and inshallah, hopefully that next week we'll be in time. Our class is supposed to be at 6:30, inshallah. And we start next week with chapter number 4 at page number 251, and this is going to be باب الإحرام وما يتعلق به, things which are related to إحرام, okay, maybe we take chapter 5 also in this class. I'm trying not to make it too long for you. This will be one class by itself, and after this is two classes, another class. We expecting to have three classes more about Hajj, and after this the fourth and the fifth class will be more details about discussions and questions, and display for some material to see, and I try to bring this movie that you see about Hajj, and maybe we can show you the slideshow that we show in the first introduction class. Sister, you have a question? Sister Adila. For the men, we're going to, next chapter, we're going to speak what is Ihram, how to do Ihram, okay? Special clothes, okay? That you have to wear certain clothes, at least for the men, okay? And the woman, her Ihram will be her face. We explain all this. That means now you could not pass this station without being in a certain way of your dress, your intention, and your behavior and what you can do and what you could not do. All these things called ihram. Not only the clothes, okay? Because certain action will be forbidden to do. So now when you reach this station, you declare your intention in your heart and you change this clothes, and now you have restrictions. You could not do it. Starting from this point. Is it clear?
Khalid.
When you're flying in, what you explained, you don't fly past those points, do you? Let's say coming from America.
Mm-hmm.
Do you stop before you get there, or what? What's the normal?
No. Actually, it depends what airline you're taking. Okay, as example, if you take a Saudi airline, it takes you directly to Jeddah, from New York to Jeddah. Okay, so before you arrive, maybe approximately about half an hour, it depends what is the flight coming. Coming this direction, or coming this direction. Basically, will be coming. So maybe you're going to have a Jaffa, okay, which you're talking about 180 miles as example, okay? So he will announce it. You will have enough time before for you, you can go to the bathroom, change your clothes, things like this, and after this, when he tell you that now we are above this station, you start you saying labbaik Allahumma labbaik and do these things, okay? Some places will go to Jordan, and after this coming back to alayhi nahantum. Some people will go from the United States and they go to Medina first. They don't go to Jeddah. So when you go to Medina, okay, now when you stop in Medina, you're going to be there for 3, 4, 5 days. Okay, and you pray in the mosque of the Prophet. And now when you leave Medina, okay, you will stop. The bus will stop there. There is a place which you're going to change your clothes, Abar Ali, okay? And this will be about, you're talking about maybe about 3.5 hours before you arrive to Mecca, okay? But it will be told to you that you are in that station for you. So it can be landed if you are in a bus, you'll be in the land, you go change your clothes and come back. If you're in the air, okay, you're going to be prepared before you reach this destination. Yes.
What were the conditions that a woman can hajj without a mahram?
What is the condition? Okay, we said that this have to be her first hajj. It's not, you understand, like second and third hajj. Because she obligated to make hajj once in her life. Okay, this one thing. The second thing, it have to be company with women. Not one woman with men. Okay? But it have to be a group of women. And that all of them will be with each other together at all the time. So it's not going to be mixing or privacy between this woman and men. So it have to be company by a Muslim group with her. And as I said, I mentioned, if I'm not mistaken, okay, I have excuse to forget. What about you, people? Where is the people who are taking notes?
The presence of others must not have been on hard before.
This is one. It has to be in the company of women.
Yeah. But is she making hard without her because she just doesn't have one? Yes, because she doesn't have a mahram. So then that's another problem.
Is it a special guardian? You say it's a special first.
Excuse me?
Who is this person? This person called a special guardian? Yes, sir.
Mahram.
No, the person that is like
Omar.
Can she, you know how Omar, he went, Lord, the Allahu Anhu, he went with her You said that you called him, you said it was like in the case that he was like her special guardian or something.
No, I didn't. He didn't take one only, he took and sent the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Okay? Yeah. So basically understand that it have to be she accompanied by other women. We said that the only permission, the only condition that she can travel is for Hajj. This number one. Not any other traveling. The second thing that to be the first time for in her life to make Hajj is not the second. The third thing that she have to be in a company of other women. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So we close to here inshallah and we continue with our classes concerning Hajj. Tuesday coming inshallah at 6:30. Jazakumullah khairan. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
Are you going to talk any about the preparation for the youth that's going?
Yes.
When we should
buy
sandals or wear or, you know, so we can have a schedule so we can kind of check off if we got everything?
Inshallah, I'm planning to go for a trip to meet with the brother who planning for this.